The whites and their offspring attempted to force Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, into the false belief that whites had a special agreement or covenant with God. They did this through creating a fictional ancestor for themselves and claimed he had a special covenant with God. They also claimed that this covenant was passed down to them through the two fictional sons of this character. The fictional character was given the name Abraham or Ibrahim. The fictional sons of this character were given the names Isaac or Ishak and Ishmael or Ismail. Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael never existed. The name Abraham or Ibrahim is a title that the whites stole from the god Tehuti. Tehuti is the divine spirit force in creation that reveals the functions of all things in creation and their relationship with one another. He is the spiritual force that transmits the divine wisdom of Amen Amennet to our spirits. He is one of the spirit forces whose energy is moving and operating through the moon. In your body, Tehuti's spiritual force is operating through your pineal gland. In your spirit, Tehuti's spiritual force is operating as your spiritual intuition. In the language of Kemet, one of Tehuti's titles is Iprehui, which is composed of Up, meaning judge, and Rehui, meaning two combatants. This title, Iprehui, thus means judge of the two combatants. For tens of thousands of years, Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, have communicated with the god Tehuti and invoked his spirit under the title Iprehui. This title of the god Tehuti was corrupted from Iprehui to Iprehuim by the whites. The two combatants over whom Tehuti called Iprehui is the judge are the two gods Heru and Set. These two ancient gods are divine spirit forces in nature. Heru is one of the spirit forces whose energy is moving and operating through the solar energy at the center or core of the planet Earth and the core of the sun. In your body, Heru is the spiritual force that is operating through your cardiovascular system, whose major organ is your heart. In your spirit, Heru's energy is governing your will. Set is one of the spirit forces whose energy is moving and operating through the planet Mercury. In your body, Set is the spiritual force that is operating through your nervous system and gonads. In your spirit, Set's energy governs your desire. In the language of Kemet, one of the ancient titles of the god Heru is Hek, which means ruler. One of the ancient titles of the god Set is Smaur, which means to join or unite, yet it also means evil associate or fiend. For tens of thousands of years, Afurakanu, Afuraikaitnut, have communicated with the gods Heru and Set and invoked their spirits under the titles Hek and Smaur. These titles of Heru and Set were corrupted from Hek and Smaur to Ishek and Ismail by the whites. The whites thus perverted the titles Iprehui, Hek, and Smaur into Iprehuim, Ishek, and Ismail. They would then pervert the knowledge of the gods Tehuti, Heru, and Set, divine spiritual beings operating through the moon, sun, earth, and the planet Mercury, into a fictional tale about a fictional white man and his two sons, who were the fictional ancestors of fictional white tribes. The stories about Ishek, Isaac, receiving the blessings and covenant from Ibrahim, as opposed to his elder brother Ishmael, receiving the covenant and blessings, were stolen from the knowledge of the gods, where Heru, or Hek, received the rulership over certain aspects of creation, as opposed to his elder Set, or Smaur, receiving rulership over certain aspects of creation. This conflict between Heru and Set, in their names of Hek and Smaur, also takes place within your spirit, because they govern your will and your desire. Within your spirit, you sometimes desire to do something wrong, yet your will to do what is right is in conflict with your misguided desire. As one part of you fights with the other, you have conflict. Your desire fights your will. Set's energy, your desire, is fighting Heru's energy, your will. At some point, you become spiritually aware of why the desire is wrong, what the consequences of following your misguided desire would be, and you come to realize why it is in your best interest to follow your will, to follow what is right. The part of your spirit which allows you to weigh the facts and consequences and render a proper judgment is governed by Tehuti's energy, and he is acting as judge between the desire and will. This is one of the reasons why he has the name Iprehui, judge of the two combatants. The divine wisdom, Tehuti, operating within your spirit, guides you to follow your will, Heru, and put your desire, Set, in its proper place. Iprehui has judged between the two combatants, Heru or Shek, and Set or Smaur. Heru, your will to do what is right, has now been appointed ruler, Shek. He has been given rulership over the direction of your life. The stories about Ishmael, being a rough man of the desert, were stolen from the knowledge of the gods, where Set is the god whose hot spiritual forces on earth govern the desert. Set, or Smaur, has been invoked by Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, as the god of the desert for thousands of years. Set is one of the spiritual forces operating through the planet Mercury, which is very close to the sun, and thus one of the hottest and driest planets. Set's energy also operates through the gonads, which are the ovaries in the female and the testicles of the male. It is from this region that the body becomes fired up. It is the seat of aggression in the person. There was never an Ibrahim, Ishek, and Ismail. These fictional characters and their false life stories are perversions of the names and functions of gods in nature. The divine forces operating through the moon, the sun and earth, the planet Mercury, and the deserts of earth, through your pineal gland, your heart and cardiovascular system, your nervous system and gonads, through your intuition, your will and your desire, these divine forces, Tehuti, Heru, and Set, and their titles, Iprehui, Shek, and Smaur, were perverted by the whites and their offspring into a scheme aimed to make Afurakanu, Afurai Kaitnut, believe white people have inherited a special spiritual connection and covenant with God, which in fact the whites and their offspring do not have never had, and will never have.